Good afternoon. Nice to see you all again. It's been a while. I've been traveling a little bit out of town. I was down at the Challenger 2 rock climbing program in Arizona, so I wasn't here last week, but it's nice to be back and good to see all your faces again. Well, I have a question for all of you today. Who here likes to fail? To lose strength or to be weakened, to fade away, to stop functioning normally, to become or feel inadequate, to be unsuccessful, to not achieve a passing grade, to not reach that goal, to leave something undone, to fail. Do you guys like to do these things? Have you experienced this in your life, possibly? Have you experienced this in your spiritual life? Do you like to fail? Well, if you guys are like me, I think the answer is pretty obvious. No, In fact, I absolutely hate it. I can't stand it. It's one of the things that I really do not like doing. I look at this list of what it means to fail, and I don't like it. And I would venture that most of you guys would probably feel the same way. Like I was saying, I was just recently down at the Challenger 2 program. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's the rock climbing program that United Church of God sponsors down in Mount Lemmon, Arizona. But it's much more than just a rock climbing program. It actually is more of a leadership and spiritual growth program. Climbing just happens to be the vehicle that they use to teach a lot of these lessons. And personally, I think it's a pretty great vehicle, a lot of fun. But I had a really great experience down there, and I learned a lot of valuable lessons and experiences. A lot of them came with failure. So I'd like to take this opportunity this afternoon to speak about the benefits of failure, because it's a necessity. It's an incredibly valuable tool for us in our spiritual growth. If we can change how we look at failure, if we can shift our perspective on it, I think it can greatly empower us, and it can give us a renewed strength and determination and help us refine and hopefully utilize our spiritual gifts to its full extent. So let's look at a few benefits of this nasty thing we call failure. Now, in order to see the benefits of failure, the first thing we have to do is really change our perspective on it. So, point number one is make it positive. Make it positive. I'm going to be referring to a lot of kind of climbing terms throughout this and give a few examples, so hopefully you guys will just bear with me. Make it positive. In climbing, a positive hold is one that you can really use. It's something you can really grab a hold on, and you can really trust it. You can really firmly grip it, and you know that you can hang on it. It's called a positive hold. And when you're up in the air and you just got those ropes and harnesses on there, you want those positive holds. But you'll get up there, and you'll find a lot of holds that may not be look so positive. They might be very small, just a little nub that you have there, a little bit of a crack. But you can still make this thing positive. There's still a way to do that. Oftentimes, the way you do that is simply by shifting your weight. Maybe the way that you use it, you can get a different angle on it, and you can actually hang on it. Or you can use it to move to a next move. Doing this is making this hold positive. So how does this apply to failure? Well, I think oftentimes when we look at failure, we come from a perspective of loss, hopelessness. You know, it can be very disheartening. It can cause us sometimes to want to give up. And if we do give up, then maybe indeed it is failure, because that's exactly what our adversary wants us to do. He wants us to give up. And if we do that, we start living a life based on fear, where we just stop moving and we become immobilized, and that's exactly what Satan wants. But if we shift our perspective, we can find ways to make that failure positive. It all happens with a subtle shift in your attitude and the way you look at things. One of the first things, the way you can do this, is to realize that God wants us to succeed. God wants us to succeed, and he has given us the Spirit to do so. If you'll turn with me to 2 Timothy 1, we'll look at verses 6 and 7. 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Wherefore I put in thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. If you have those things, you're going to want to work through failing. You're going to want to get through it in a different way. An example, the first day I was climbing down in Arizona, I had several climbs that I did, and I got up them, and it was fun. I had a good time. But the best part of my day was the last climb I got on, and I couldn't get it. I just fell. I came right off a rock. And what did it do? It stirred something up inside me. You know, I could have looked at it and be like, oh, I failed. I can't do this, and get all disheartened. But instead, something else happened. It caused a little snap in me, and I was like, oh, I got to do this. I want to climb this. I have to get this. And it was a challenge. And it was a subtle thing. It was, I failed, but it became a challenge. It was a positive way of looking at it. And that was the best thing for me that day, to be able to walk away from that and say the best part of my day was failing. It's kind of not something that is normal to my vocabulary, but it's very true. So that was a way of making that failure positive. It was taking that thing and turning it positive. So step one is to make it positive. Now, after we look at it and we're able to change it to something positive, we need to do something else. We need to work the problem or allow that failure to teach us. There's a term in my industry that I recently discovered that I really enjoy. It's the term of failing forward. It's the idea that basically you fail with purpose. Now, what do I mean by that? We need to learn from our failures. If we have our eyes on a goal and we're working towards it and we don't get it right the first time, but we learn something, we're making progress. We're not actually failing. We're moving in a direction. It's not the failures. You have to make a series of them before you have that breakthrough and have that success. In climbing, this is called working the problem. You come up to a part on the wall that you're climbing, and you can't get through it. You have to keep on trying until you do. And this process is called working the problem. I was on this climb. Climbs that all the routes, they have great names. This one was Sissy Boy. So here I am, climbing Sissy Boy. And I can't let a route like that beat me. I mean, that would not be good, right? So I get up there. I'm working it, and I get to the crux, the hardest part of it, and it's this overhang. You're up on this wall, and the rock comes out, and you have to get over this. You have to climb out. And I'm sitting there, and I get up there. I try to make the move. I just fall. I come right off. But thankfully, you know, you're all protected. You got someone great there who's belaying you, and they catch you. And I'm like, all right, I got to get this. Keep on going back. I fall again, and I fail again, and I just keep on doing it. But I learned something every time. I kept on moving. I kept on getting back into that spot. Every time I made a bit more progress. I kept on falling. I kept on failing. But I was learning in the process. And I finally got to the point where, you know, slowly I'd find the handholds. I'd find the footholds. And I'd been working this problem. And I got to a point where all of a sudden I got to that spot. I got my hands in all the right places. I got my feet there. But I just didn't have the strength, and I just lost it again. But when I was there, I saw it. I saw the entire route. I knew how to get past it. So at that point, I was like, all right, I need to rest a little bit. So I came down. We'll continue that in a second here. But first, let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 3. It says, it's kind of breaking into it here. But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in us and is spread abroad in our hearts by this Holy Spirit which is given unto us. First thing it says here, we glory in our tribulations also. Does that sound like it's making that tribulation positive? I think it does. It's looking at it in a very positive light. Then it says, knowing that that tribulation works patience. That trial, that challenge, those failures, they work patience. I find it interesting that patience is often translated as long-suffering sometimes in the Old English. You know, it's not something that's always easy. But you go through that patience, and what does that give you? Experience. And from that experience, you can then have hope. So, after you get that hope, and you learn how to work the problem, you learn how to work through things, you're failing forward, what do? The next step is to overcome. So continuing back to me and my battle with Sissy Boy, I finally got up my energy again. I'm like, all right, it's time to try this again. Got back on the rock, got to that problem, and went right by it. Just went over it. I had the energy. I knew I had the knowledge. I had seen the path. I had worked the problem. I moved past it. I was able to overcome it. And, you know, when you reach a goal without failure, you don't appreciate it quite as much. You know, like that first day when I was making those climbs before I fell, I had a great time. It was fun, but it wasn't the same when you got to the top and you hit those chains and you knew that you made it to the top. But when you fall, when you fail, and you get back and you keep on trying and you persevere and you reach that goal, how sweet is it? How do you think it was? How do you think I felt when I got to the top of that climb? How will we feel when we reach the kingdom? You know, we're on a long climb ourselves, and that's our goal. And we have a lot of obstacles in the way. But God wants us to be overcomers. That's what we're called to do. And when we get there, having overcome, how great will that be? So we need to overcome. And when we do this, it's great because it gives us an added confidence. You know there's like a positive energy that happens from it. After I was able to conquer that climb, I had a lot more confidence and faith that I'd be able to climb some other ones. And the more you exercise that, the more that you have. It's just like faith. It's a very active thing that we have to keep on exercising. The more you use it, the more of it you'll have. So we have to keep on stepping out. We have to keep on challenging ourselves to overcome. You know, and we know that we have a great example. We have Christ. He overcame the world. You know, he is our strength. Last time I was up here speaking, I was talking about being a temple, that he could live in us, and that we must really rely on that strength. Now, that's what we have to do, and we have to overcome. Now, what happens when we overcome? You know, if we turn over to Revelation, let's go to, there's several examples in Revelation of promises that happen when you do overcome. It's what we're to do. But in Revelation 21, we'll just pick out one of these. Revelation 21, and we'll look in verse 7 and 8. It says, "He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the adulterers and all the liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So he that overcomes shall inherit all things. That's what we're to do. You know, we have to put aside our fears, those challenges. I think it's interesting that the very next thing it says is, but the fearful. When you're acting fearfully, you're not acting. When you're acting on faith, you're moving forward. You're climbing. You're making that progress. So we have to be moving on faith. When we do that, we can overcome. And if we do that, we'll inherit all things. So I know we're at the beginning of a year here, and we all have a lot of goals. And I don't know what this next year will hold for all of us. But I can guarantee you that it will have some challenges. So let's go out there. Let's approach these challenges. Let's approach those things that we might have failed at in the past with a new perspective. Let's really look at them. Let's make them positive. Let's really work through the problems. Let's overcome them. If we challenge ourselves, we can challenge each other. Let's make this one year where we can grow more than we ever have before. Now, I know we might fall down a few times along the way, but we have a great group here. And, you know, we'll help each other get back up, and we'll encourage each other. We also have a great God who will never forsake us, and he wants to see us succeed. So I look forward to seeing a lot of growth this year. I know there'll be times when we fail, and we don't quite get it, but I kind of look forward to seeing that because I know that we'll be able to work through it, and we'll be persistent, and we'll persevere, and we'll help one another overcome those failures. And when we do that, I think we'll all be able to see and enjoy even greater successes.